This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans are looking to put President-elect Trump's vision for the country into effect now that they'll be controlling the government. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans have won enough seats to control the U.S. House, completing the party's sweep into power and securing their hold on the U.S. government alongside President-elect Donald Trump. A House Republican victory in Arizona, alongside a win in California, gave the GOP the 218 House victories that make up the majority. The incoming president has promised to carry out the country's largest ever deportation operation, extend tax breaks, punish his political enemies, seize control of the federal government's most powerful tools, and reshape the U.S. economy. The GOP election victories ensure that Congress will be on board for that agenda, with little that Democrats can do to check it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Some migrants here legally are said to be worried about what may happen to them under the new Trump administration. The AP's Donna Warder.
More than a million migrants are living in the U.S. under temporary protection status, which allows people already in the United States to stay and work legally if their homelands are unsafe. But President-elect Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who'll be his vice president, are promising mass deportations, and they've suggested they would scale back TPS. People from 17 countries are getting TPS relief. The largest groups are from Haiti, El Salvador, and Venezuela. Donna Warder, Washington.
South Africa says no, it will not help thousands of illegal miners in a closed mine because they are criminals. It's believed they don't have enough food and water after police closed off entrances to force them to return to the surface and be arrested. Parts of this country are finally going to get some much-needed rain today. Rain from Michigan to New York, south to Georgia. This is AP News. Do you know about Blue Sky? The AP's Ed Donahue.
There is an alternative to X. Leading up to Election Day, Blue Sky says it gained 1 million new users. The total is 15 million. Blue Sky got started with help from former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. It was an invitation-only space until it opened to the public in February. The platform resembles Elon Musk's X, formerly Twitter. Despite the growth in Blue Sky, X says it dominated the global conversation about the election with a record 942 million posts. New users on Blue Sky say they're looking forward to using a space free from ads and hate speech. Some said it reminded them of the early days of X when it was still Twitter. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are now more deer in England than at any other time in the last 1,000 years. The overpopulation means the deer are more likely to starve and develop disease. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.